But first, our top local story here on News Radio WBBM. The cold didn't stop Chinatown's annual Lunar Year Parade today, which brought thousands of people to Wentworth Avenue to celebrate the occasion. WBBM's Carolina Garibay was there.
Legend has it that loud drums helped ward off a monster named Year, who would attack villagers at the beginning of each new year. Susan Liu with the Chinese Chamber of Commerce says along with loud noises, bright lights and the color red are said to have helped scare off the monster.
So now we still celebrate that by, in a much more lighthearted fashion, by wearing red and their loud drumming and lion dancing and dragon dancing.
Lunar New Year is a beloved celebration to many, including Yishen Liu.
I'm from China, so I have been celebrating this New Year for my whole life. So, yep, it's a great way for family to get together, friends get together, and community to get together to celebrate, and then just a way to for people to remember their culture.
2023 is the Year of the Rabbit, and a date is already set for Chinatown's Lunar New Year celebration in 2024, which will be the Year of the Dragon. Carolina Garibay, 105.9 WBBM.